Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number on ESPN 97.5. Do you guys see Caliendo doing the coaches, looking over the schedule?
Say that again. I was putting my headphones in. What'd you say?
Did you see Caliendo? It's on Twitter. Are you following Caliendo?
Yeah, I do, but I don't always see all the stuff on Twitter.
It was pretty funny. He did all the coaches looking over their schedules. And Gruden, win, bye, win.
Do you know, I walked around the corner and I was doing, I don't think I did the John Gruden stuff. Did I do it when I was here the first time at 1560, the John Gruden imitation?
I don't know that.
I don't think I did. So anyway, I was walking around the corner because I started doing it whenever I had these crawfish. I had these three or four crawfish, and I bought a sack of crawfish, and I just noticed one of them had these really had these long, you know, claws, and I thought this is kind of like Caliche Osimile. And so I was doing my Gruden. It's on YouTube somewhere where I'm like, this guy right here, Caliche Osimile. Look at him right here. Get a little vertical set going right there, and then bang, hit you with those big 36-inch claws. Man, that's unbelievable. And so anyway, I was walking around the corner yesterday into the patio where my son, where Alec was watching. I said, hey, you kids need to turn that TV down, man. It's awful loud out there watching The Office. I'm trying to get some stuff done in here, trying to do a podcast, man. He goes, that sounds like Gruden. I said, that's exactly who it is, man. What are you talking about? This guy's unbelievable sitting here doing a class on a Zoom. I don't know what a Zoom is. Did you see where Gruden did crash a Zoom previously?
Yeah. I didn't watch it, but yeah, I saw
he did it. For Florida, it was in South Florida, wherever it was. He crashed a Zoom somewhere. And then Frank Caliendo did Gruden on a Zoom, like, what's going on here? Do I talking to this right here? What's it? Hello? And he's got the, you know, like his face is pressed against the camera. He does all kinds of stuff like that, which is Frank's done a good job of trying to put up a lot of entertaining content during the hurricane season. I think we're calling it today.
Yeah. Oh, what?
The extended hurricane. By the way, shout out to did you even mention, John, who's your team in Korean baseball?
How about the Kiwoo Heroes, Kiwoom?
Let's see what they did. Oh, losers? 8-5?
Kiwoom?
Yeah, Kia beat you 8-5.
Guess what? 2-1.
Yeah, well, we
guess what? If I win 66% of my games, guess what happens? Winner, chicken dinner. I win all the money.
Well, the KT Wiz got off the schneid. We had been 0-3. We picked up a huge win, a sixth spot in the fifth. KT Wiz end up winning 12-3 with 22 hits against Doosan. Huge game.
Judy's finally started hitting.
I know. Huge game for Mel Rojas Jr. 4-5.
Oh.
Yeah. That's right.
Cookie Rojas' grandkid? What
that's
is this?
Right. Huge game for Mel Rojas. Big game for Jang Sung-woo.
Ooh, Jang Sung-woo.
Yeah, that's right. He had 3 RBIs. Oh. He had 3 RBIs. And Park Kyung-soo, also with 2 RBIs.
Oh.
We finally got some decent pitching from So-hyung Jun. And then the bullpen, was good. The bullpen was good. No, I can pronounce him without going, oh. You don't have to do that to pronounce a name.
You kind of do. No, you really kind of do. Well, actually, that's Japanese, but whatever.
So I got my KT Wiz shirt is coming. I ordered it from the other day once I chose them as my team. I ordered a shirt from – it's a pretty cool logo, too. I ordered it from Amazon, and it just – I got a message today saying, it is shipped. Your stuff is shipped. I'm like, cool.
Wow.
Cool. And it says, it'll be there in mid-June.
Did you get me a Siwoo Kim? Did you get me my Hero jersey?
No, Hero's trash. Why would I get that? I get that to wipe my ass with.
Heroes are the Yankees.
I wish Liverpool was still playing so Everton could be whipping their ass as usual.
Yeah, that seems unlikely.
In the Merseyside. Dell actually keeps up, so I can't actually say that.
Are we going to take Bundesliga teams?
Yes, 100%.
Yes, we are. Of course we are.
Of course we're taking
Bundesliga
teams.
Let's go over.
No, we have to do a draw because there's, like in any soccer, there is very distinct teams that are the very best. It's not fair for you to just pick
one. And the problem is the season, it's not like starting fresh. So
it's not. They've been playing. We have to get random picks.
I want whoever Thomas Mueller is on.
Well, you want the most dominant team in the league,
thanks.
Bayern Munich.
That's who I get.
What a shocker.
That's surprising that you would
Thomas
take that.
You're getting Dortmund. Mueller. You're getting Dortmund.
Well, they have an American. I might pick Dortmund.
Screw Dortmund.
Who's Dortmund? They have.
Oh, Flounder. No, he's Flounder.
Chelsea.
Oh, that's right. He came over.
But I think
over.
They have another one. Who's Flounder?
Flounder was Kent Dorfman.
No, Dortmund.
It's Kent Dorfman in Animal House.
I know what you're saying, but don't ruin this for us.
Wasn't he Corey Pulisic was – Christian Pulisic was – he was Dortmund, though, wasn't he?
He was before he moved to Chelsea, but I believe they have another
one. The gold with black stripes?
But they have Claudio Reyna's kid, who's the – manager here for the Dynamo, Giovanni Reyna, plays for Dortmund.
Okay. I'm getting a Bundesliga team, for sure.
I'm taking Dortmund because of Giovanni Reyna.
I'm taking Bayern Munich. Mueller.
Nope, you can't take a player. I've got the whole team. And I'm German, so I get first pick. I got Bayern Munich.
No, that's my team.
Nope, I'll pick a team for you, John. Hold on.
I don't want some crappy team.
Give him somebody with an Italian on the team. Hey.
8-0. I don't want no.
John, just pick your own Serie A teams.
Serie A.
I call it Serie A in America. No. We're for freedom.
Are we?
Yep, we're freedom
all the time.
I don't want to have to wear masks in a Costco. Well, that's not free. That's America.
That's true. You make a point there.
How in the world am I supposed to shop if I've got a mask on?
And if you ask me,
limiting my freedoms.
And if you make me wear a mask, I'll bring my husband, and then he'll do something awful to you because that happens in America too.
Wait, what now?
You didn't hear that story?
Is this about Costco?
You didn't hear the story about the guy who said, hey, wear a mask, please. It's just the rules. And the lady got upset, brought her husband back.
She called the management?
No, she did more than
that. Her husband management?
And the husband shot the dude.
No.
And he shot him?
Killed him for having to wear. Hold on a second. He's going to get electrocuted, right? And murdered on the spot.
I don't know.
Is he going to get injected and lethal injection and killed immediately? You shot somebody over having to wear a protective mask in a Costco during a pandemic?
I don't want to put it directly on Costco, but the story is that the guy was telling a security guard he got shot.
Was it at Costco or someplace? You don't know if it's Costco?
No, I don't want to put it on Costco. Okay. But it's the story about a security guard saying, you have to wear a mask. And she was like, I don't want to wear a mask. So she brought her husband back, and the husband shot him.
My God.
That seems like an aggressive response to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it happened in Michigan.
Michigan.
And he was telling
Michigan's been a little aggressive this point.
He was telling a customer at a Family Dollar store to wear a mask. The state has mandated that all retail employees and customers wear a mask. So the lady wasn't happy, and then the awfulness happened.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. What a bunch of dumbasses. Why do we have to live on a planet with such stupid people?
I know. And on a planet. Look at this. Brian Bullion says to me, he says, cart path only yesterday. The struggle is real. Where did you have cart path only yesterday? Good Lord, that is terrible. Why? I don't want to live in that world. Cart path only world.
By the way, I like how Dell has taken Dortmund, who is in second place.
Well, they're good too, but I picked them because of Giovanni Reyna.
All right, John, we're going to give you Wolfsburg. You get plus four goal difference.
Oh, I like Wolfsburg, actually.
Okay. Do you?
Yeah, the Wolves. Yes.
There's a
group that goes in the next place every Saturday morning.
Oh,
and
yeah, that's right. You told us about that. All right, you got Wolfsburg. You can hang out with your
Wolfsburg.
People.
That's my peeps.
Yeah, you can take them.
Yeah.
I'm taking
like the king of the north. I'm the king of the north. That's right.
Volkswagen Arena is where they play.
Except I don't – you know what? Have you guys seen – you haven't seen – the King of the North was actually in the Elton John movie, and he's a different kind of character there.
Which King of the North? The first one or the Jon Snow?
Wait, yeah. Who is King
you
of
mean
the
Rob
North?
Stark?
Jon Snow's brother, Rob Stark.
Okay.
Yeah. Rob Stark.
He's also in a show on Netflix called The Bodyguard.
He's in that?
Yeah, he plays the bodyguard.
Wait a minute. That's Rob Stark?
Yes.
Hold on a second.
Richard Madden. That's Rob Stark.
Yeah. Rob Stark. He's really
Hold
Rob Stark.
Hold on a second. That's Rob Stark? No. That can't be.
It's
no,
him.
No, I don't. I just Googled The Bodyguard, and up comes this
The Bodyguard.
I will always love
just
you.
Type in The Bodyguard Netflix. That's or it's called Bodyguard.
Kevin Costner is The Bodyguard.
I know. So it's called Bodyguard.
It's called Bodyguard.
Dude,
yeah.
That is... I swear to God, I did not recognize... You can tell in the eyes that it is, but John, Google Bodyguard Netflix and see if you can tell that this is Rob Stark. You have to.
Yeah.
If you didn't know, you would never pick that out as Rob Stark.
No, I can. I'm watching it right now. Yes, I see Rob Stark. Absolutely. And I saw him.
Because someone told you that's Rob
when
Stark.
When I saw Rocket Man, I was like, oh my God, that's Rob Stark making out with Elton John.
Spoiler alert. Rob Stark makes out with Elton John?
Oh my God, not only makes out. No, dude.
Hey!
Hey, what?
No. What? Did we have a Thomas Brothers situation? What?
Only they didn't have any girls.
Whoa! Spoiler alert! We don't know on Elton John yet.
They had a Thomas Brothers situation. Only they forgot the girls.
We don't know.
Thanks for outing Elton John. Though,
wow!
John.
I know. Let it.
Oh,
his
really?
Body, his choice. Why are you outing him?
I'm not outing Elton John.
Yes.
The whole movie is about that, if you want to know the truth.
I thought it was about the music.
It was somewhat, but it was also about a
guys
a
doing
crazy
stuff with
life,
each other.
A crazy life.
No way you looked at this guy from Bodyguard and thought,
yeah.
Oh, Rob Stark.
Yeah,
John would not have thought that. You would not have thought that unless it was told to you.
No. I knew Rob Stark immediately when I saw it with the Elton John, and he looks like that in that, too.
I'm going to Google Elton John, Rob Stark.
Yeah, Elton John, not Rob Stark. What's his name?
I'm going to do Rob Stark, and I guarantee you
it'll
pop up.
I bet you it comes up, yeah.
Yeah, 100%
Joe, Dan Madden, or what's his name? Dan Gladden, what's his name?
Richard Madden.
Richard Madden.
It says Richard Madden's transformation to John Reed in Rocket Man. And so now I'm about to see a picture. This doesn't even look like
Rob
him.
Stark, it wasn't like he had long hair in that show. He always had shorter hair.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a difference.
He looks different. He looks more the most different as Rob Stark.
Right.
I never would have picked him out. You picked this out as Rob Stark?
I said, when? Look at Rob Stark making out right there.
There is no way you picked this out.
I don't think he would have been elected or voted King of the North if they saw this movie. Like,
I don't feel like that was a different time.
Hey, we're going to go with Bran here. I know he can't walk, but we're going to go with him.
They dyed his eyelashes and eyebrows to make it more believable. Like, they went all in on this thing.
All right, we have to take a break here, and I have to talk about HRNP, and I got to talk about the greatness that is and the difficult time that it is with all the COVID-19 relief efforts that are going on right now, with all the benefits packages from the government, with all the PPP, with the loans, the SBA loans. And, oh, by the way, are they helping you out with your SBA loans? Because if your payroll company isn't, HRNP will, and they did with ours, and they will with yours, and any questions that you have. They have experts, and listen, the Affordable Care Act, that hasn't ended, and if you've had issues with that with your payroll company, if you're having any issues with your SBA loans, if they don't know everything about it and they're not experts in it, see, that's what HRNP is, though. They've got experts on SBA loans. They've got experts on the Affordable Care Act. They are going to help you get through these difficult, difficult times and get as much money as you possibly can for your business to stay in business. So much talk about businesses going out of business and filing bankruptcy. Well, HRNP is going to help you get through these difficult times and help you get back on your feet with your business. If you're not with ours, if you're not completely satisfied with your payroll company, call ours. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Apparently, Deshaun Watson liked a tweet about the Patriots calling him. Did you see that? Tyler Conway has a picture of Bill O'Brien and says, I'm just saying, you could do better, Tommy. Have you heard that lately? And Deshaun is saying, I don't know how I'm going to make it out of here clean. Can't even keep track of who plays for the other team. And Deshaun Watson liked this for some reason. And it just fuels more and more and more speculation about Deshaun not being here. Listen, I don't know what the record is going to be this year, but I do know Bill O'Brien is going to be here unless Deshaun Watson isn't.
Here's my thing. I've always felt like this stuff that Deshaun does with these little subtweets and these little the sly, clever little stuff, it's just not a good look because it creates this, it creates concern. You're not sure what's going on. You're not sure if what Deshaun's thinking. If Deshaun's got problems, just, man, this is the one thing that I do miss about, that I don't love about Deshaun's generation is all of the, it's just all the games. Like, just don't play the games. Just go behind the scenes. Just say, I'm not good with this at all. What are we doing? Because I'm not sticking around. Like, just say what you got to say. Just be a grown-ass man and go tell somebody what you got to say. You don't have to play games with lyrics and liking tweets because you know that as soon as you like something, this thing has been done for like 10 years now. Who's following who unfollows who, what tweets do you like? Retweet, we already know. What Instagram posts, it's usually not tweets. It's usually more IG likes and stuff like that because you can see who likes it. Just say what you got to say. If you're pissed at Bill O'Brien, you can say it. Just say it. Why put it out there on the sly? He can't. Bill O'Brien's not going to be able to control you. It's not like you're going to get in trouble with Bill O'Brien. What's he going to do, bench you for A.J. McCarron? No. Say what you got to say.
Well, it's hard to say what you're going to say with Bill O'Brien, though. It's hard. I mean, I'm telling you, he's judge, jury, and executioner now. He's the supreme leader. I think you got to tread lightly. Whether or not this is, though, is all this stuff, is all this mysterious stuff real? Or is it, is this this age? Is this, I don't know. I don't understand it. I don't know. I do know that if, again, this kind of sucks, that if Deshaun doesn't want to be here, if Deshaun says, I'm out of here, Deshaun says, franchise me, bro, because I ain't staying. But I ain't signing nothing here again. Then that's the end. That'll be the end. Deshaun Watson, I firmly believe, holds Bill O'Brien's entire career here in his hands. Because if he says I can't play here anymore for this dude, then Bill O'Brien, that's the only thing that will get Bill O'Brien out of here.
Oh, he's done.
Yeah,
I mean he's done.
That's the only thing though.
I legitimately believe that Bill O'Brien is going to go down as his time now. The winds would say otherwise. You have to, but I just think he's going to go down with, it's going to be a special place in history for him in Houston sports, and I don't think it's going to be a good one because I don't see this ending well with Deshaun. Ultimately, Bill O'Brien has proven it. He's too impulsive. He can't just have a relationship where he smooths things over and ride it out. There's a lot of people who do, and we don't think twice about it. Hell, marriages do it, where people have bad marriages and some people smooth it out for the kids and they do stuff or they make things work for a certain amount of time. Bill O'Brien, I just don't think he has that in him to be able to smooth things out. And this isn't even really a hit on Bill O'Brien. It's just some people cannot fake things. I just don't think Bill can fake it. I think Bill O'Brien is going to tell you what's going on and he just can't, in that regard, he just can't be a phony. He just can't. He's going to tell you exactly what's on his mind. And because of that, I think eventually these tweets and Instagram posts and all this stuff from Deshaun is really going to start to get on his nerves. if it becomes topics on television, which it is going to be. When did this happen, by the way?
I don't know. It just was posted here. It's a story here today. I don't know when it was.
Story from where? Where did you see the story?
The Spun. March 23rd.
Oh.
Have you guys seen this? Tyler Conway.
March 23rd?
Yeah.
Well, we went over all those lyrics when he did the lyrics.
Right. I didn't see this, though. I had not seen this one, though. Did you? I had. And Deshaun liked it for whatever reason. On March 23rd. That's a while ago. Maybe Deshaun is better with Bill O'Brien. I don't know. And maybe this, maybe it's all, and it's over. Who knows? I don't care. I don't. You know what? I'm with you. All these cryptic stuff, and just say what you want to say. Just say it. You know, yeah, music lyrics and whatnot. But that's, I guess that's how this, that's how people.
Yeah, but he really doesn't need to. You're the leader of a team. You're the face of a franchise. You got something to say? Just say it with your chest. Get it out, and say what you got to say behind closed doors. Say what you got to say, and if that doesn't work, then go to the other extreme, which is demanding trades publicly. I mean, that happens too. I just don't think you need to play games and be slick. Just be a grown person and say, hey, nope, this isn't. What are we doing? What's the plan here? I'd love to be on board because Deshaun has been a good soldier up to this point. He really has. He's on board. I think he has Bill O'Brien's back. This is the first crack, though. The lyrical stuff and we have seen cracks. In that's why I think this is really going to go badly. Because just like you said, I believe the same thing too. Everything revolves around Deshaun Watson, from wins to Bill O'Brien's position with the Texans being secure. It all rests on DW4, all of it. And if he's starting to have a crack in the relationship with Watson, then it's a wrap. It's going to be potentially be a wrap, because I don't think Bill O'Brien can say, you know what, I need to take a step back. I need to let someone else do this. I need to not be so irascible and tough to deal with. That's just not going to happen. That's not who he is as a personality. That's why you don't give that personality this much power, because you can't take it away from them, or they're going to pout and be really angry.
Yeah. I just saw Mike Clay. Is he? You know Mike Clay?
Why don't I know that name? Some NFL guy. Yeah, I know that name. Yeah, he does fantasy football stuff a lot.
Oh, he had projections for all the teams every game in 2020. He had the Texans, I think, 6-9-1. Jerk, a-hole. He's a loser, and he's a jerk, and he's an a-hole. What is Vegas say? What does Vegas say? What is the under-over?
One person told me 9.5 game one. Somebody else told me 11.5 game one. KC over Texans. I'm gonna split the difference. I'm gonna go Chiefs minus 11.5. Which way are you going?
I'm gonna take the points.
Okay. What if I said Chiefs 9.5? Is 10 the magic number for you?
I think you're getting. No, I'm still gonna take the Texans. I think it'll be a closer game.
Inside a nine.
I like it inside a nine. I think I like it to be a tough, hard-fought game. Yeah, I think
game one, it could be the offense is maybe a little off for Kansas City. What if I said over-under for Kansas City's points? I said 34.5.
Under-over for Kansas City's points, 34.5. Ooh, that's a pretty good number. Uh-huh. I'm going to go over. I think it's a shootout.
Okay, so I'd have to say.
I think we got a 42.
Oh, then the Texans have to be in the 30s.
42-38 game, yeah. Yeah.
Holy moly, yeah. Sounds like an incredible game.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's going to be a good game.
Okay.
I like them. I like it. No, I think that one's going to be a shootout. The Ravens, I'm not so sure about. The Ravens, I'm just not so sure.
Man, the Ravens punked the Texans probably harder than anybody last year.
Yeah, like I felt worse about that.
That was the worst game.
Yes, that was the worst game. And that was Deshaun reverting back to, I got to make a play and doing, you know, trying to be a one-man team.
From the first snap, it was like, we just got off of the foul. It wasn't even, I think it were two games back-to-back where Deshaun looked really good. Was it?
Yeah.
Atlanta and somebody else, I thought. But I just remember Deshaun just thinking, what was that? Very first play, I remember thinking,
That's not what we did the last 2 weeks, Deshaun.
Whoa, what are we doing? What? No. Pass quicker. Don't, Deshaun, right. Don't do that.
Well, see, that's the whole thing about what your buddy said. He's got to get away from that. He's got to start to be to throw on time, throw in rhythm. He's better. The whole team is better when he does that.
Oh, I just got a message from Freaky Deaky. All it says is Earl Thomas laughing my ass off, shaking my head.
Yeah.
Freaky trying to tell you rules of the game.
He broke all of Freaky Deek's rules, all of them.
Broke them all.
Is the number one rule, don't have sex with a woman with your brother?
I don't know. I would think it's one of my rules.
I don't know where Freak stands on that, but I do know where Freak stands on having your chat, Snapchat being able to follow you and find you
He's not okay with that.
And why does his wife – just the whole thing. That whole thing.
Why does his wife what?
931 ESPN 97.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, is there anything that you want to talk about? You're more than welcome. What about this Texan schedule? Let's go. What about anything else? What is the game that you Chiefs Ravens Week 2 Monday Night Football? Is that going to be the best game of the year?
Yeah, I would think so. That's the headliner. That's the headliner for the whole season to me. Mahomes versus Lamar.
Yeah. No, that's a. So
wait. Chiefs Ravens Week 2. I thought Texans Ravens Week 2.
That's right. Okay. Week three, what is that? The first one of the, yeah, the way maybe it's week three or four, the Monday Night Football game. It's a Monday Night game. That's true. You're right. I'm looking at the Saints schedule right now. What's the best? I'm telling you, are the Saints the team to beat in the NFC?
Are they better than the 49ers?
We'll see. Right.
I think 49ers have to be one.
What about the 49ers two, and at the Saints?
Tampa's considered three, which seems crazy to me. All that Tom Brady love, like if I could short them, I would short them on the stock market.
Yeah. Well, you can short them by going under win total.
Yep.
11-15, November 15th, the 49ers at the Saints. That's a premier game. The Chiefs are at the Saints on 12/20.
Hey, you wanted to see what people wanted to call about. What if I told you that we had someone who wanted to talk about the shelter in place and the rules of the game when it comes to sheltering in place and Earl Thomas?
Well, if it refers to Earl Thomas, because the doc said we're not supposed to talk about that, right?
Well, we could talk about Earl Thomas.
Oh, yeah, Earl Thomas in shelter in place, right.
Yeah.
Well, were there 10 people there?
Didn't sound like it.
Well, there were 10 people by the time the wife with her...
Well, if you count police and all the people...
Two friends. There's a gathering. He caused a gathering of more than 10 people.
He caused a gathering more than... Yeah, that's true. Let's get Freaky Deaky in here. Freaky Deaky, you tried to tell people what was up before all this went down. You laid it out.
I've been telling cats for a few years, man. But see, when you talk about the Thomas boys, you got to remember they from the mean streets of Orange. Do you know? Can you just imagine how many battle royals they done had in the mean streets of Orange growing up? When you were the Thomas boys, so that's not outside of the norm for them. But what's outside of the norm is Snapchat and Facebook and Instagram. And you don't know how to work your little fancy $700 phone to turn your locations off while you're capping on your Snapchat with your little, you know, your little thotty. So what happens is, and then I'll tell you this too, and people not going to like this that I'm going to say, Earl Thomas' wife's ass is too flat to be acting like that.
Wow.
You got to wow. You got to act your ass. Sometimes you just got to act your ass, not act a ass. You got to act your ass. Her ass is way too flat to be pulling up on somebody with her little friend. But again, this is all about Earl Thomas. And the fact that the cat came out and said, no questions, please. Please respect our privacy. Boy, stop. You know it's a million questions. You're not going to live this down. You made all the player mistakes. All of them. All the way down to getting chased around a car at knife point while holding your own pistol that you wrestled from your flat booty wife. You're not going to win this battle. Luckily, you won't lose your job because you didn't break any laws. But you broke all the laws of being player. And you're done because of that. How are you not going to turn off your location? First of all, you know the argument was planned 3 days before. Because Seth said, hey, I got an Airbnb, man. You know, such and such coming over. Okay. I'll get out. Soon as you get out, she picks up the phone. Soon as Seth pulls up to pick you up, because you had an argument with your wife, she picks up the phone and there you go. Just snapping away and chatting away. And what happens at 3 o'clock in the morning? The pull-up that you did not expect. See, she couldn't do that by herself. She had to call up the pull-up posse because she doesn't have the guts to just roll in because she knows this happened. They from Orange. Them dudes probably had WrestleManias with chicks from Vida from Orange. Have y'all been to the Golden Triangle? Do you know what's in Orange?
PA, Orange, yes.
The talent pool is not deep. It's not deep at all. So this is a Thomas Boy staple. They didn't just start this when they got into the NFL. And then this would just blow over, you know, in the public eye. But to the players, oh, no, Earl Thomas, this is all you, partner. You got to deal with this, man. This is egregious to the whole player factory. It's players rolling over in their grave right now. It's cats that's throwing their bedazzled chalice through the TV screen as we speak, thinking about the mistakes that Earl Thomas made. Seth didn't make no mistakes because I don't think that cat is mad. He knows. He's like, man, I'm out here doing the fool. But no. Old Earl got a little cocky, got a little lazy. He let this coronavirus wiggle into his little player space and made him make some bad decisions. That's bad. But again, to wifey, you got to act your ass too flat to be pulling this type of move. This type of move is reserved for big booty girls. This is the big booty move.
So let me ask you, I got to ask you this, just one quick follow-up. So when he gets back on social media to show off the chain that his wife got him, I know you had to have seen this. What, from a player standpoint, how is this viewed when he comes on and shouts out his wife and shows the medallion on his birthday the day after all this broke publicly?
Man, this is almost Kobe and the Blue Diamond Zone.
Ooh,
you think?
Only she bought it.
Oh yeah, she did.
Well, you know,
he has to stunt with it. Mm-hmm. He got to stunt with it because he got to get out there and say, and you know, when you take a kid home, it don't matter what you do, you still get laced. You know, stuff like that. You got to try to spin it some kind of way, but you're still gonna get laughed at.
Yeah, I don't like. Could you guys think of anybody making mistakes like this in the sports world? Is there anything analogous to this?
All right. Appreciate it.
All right, man.
It's just
anything just laying that it down. Is
– just laying down. Just Dell rejoiced. John, I wish you could have seen this. I'm in studio today. As soon as he dropped the flat boot, two back arms went up. You know, there's two different immediate reactions in sports. There are the two arms up when something great happens, or there is the
shaking the head.
No, well, it's also called the surrender cobra, where the two hands go behind the head, or go immediately
or to the face.
Yeah, to the face. Those are Those are the only moves that happen instinctively with something. And Dell immediately, his arm shot up to the heavens when he said she's too flat booty to be making a move like this.
I don't know what Earl
act your ass.
I don't know what Earl Thomas's wife looked like. I didn't even know she really existed until this particular story. The fact that he gave us that information and said your acting out level is dependent on what your ass looked like might be the favorite thing I've ever my most favorite thing.
I did not know, honestly, I did not know that was a thing.
I didn't either.
I didn't know that you had to act your ass.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I learn stuff all the time when he calls in. I learned a lot.
Like, I feel like the next time I'm in a fight, not an Earl Thomas level fight, but next time I'm going to fight with the girl, I'm going to look and be like, yo, ass too flat to be acting this way. And just see how it plays out. Fellas, you are not married relationships because, I mean, you're at a different level, I guess. But if you are just you got a girl and she's pressing you, just take a look and be like, all right, your ass ain't big enough to be having this conversation with.
Well, I tell you what, if you can say that, then are you shaming though flat, like, then you're shaming flat booty girls.
No.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, that's not shaming. It works both ways, Del.
It's not shaming. It's simply saying, no, look, if your ass was bigger, I would have this conversation with you. But because it's at the level that it is and I've still chosen to be with you, we can't have this conversation. Like, I don't get into debates on what millionaires spend because I don't know what that's like. I don't know what type of life they live. I don't have that money.
Well, and you, young lady,
don't have an ass for this conversation.
Well, and do you remember the stripper that Kamara was going out with? And she told him, your D ain't big enough to be telling me what to do now.
See? It works both
ways. See, it can't work just one way, John.
No, it's got to work both ways, right?
Yeah, it can't just work.
If she is allowed to tell Alvin Kamara, who's in for a payday at some point, that his D ain't big enough to be telling her what to do, I guess you're allowed to say, your ass ain't big enough for us to be having this conversation. I believe in fairness, gentlemen.
That's fairness. Now, that's Title IX. That's right there.
That's Title IX?
I believe.
I don't feel like that's the...
It's written in the bylaws.
Is that a Title IX bylaw?
That's right.
I feel like flat booty girls are just having a terrible run.
Well, as well they
should. This has been a terrible, terrible run for flat booty girls.
When has it been okay for flat booty girls?
It was
early 80s?
In the 80s.
Oh, in the 80s was fun.
In the 80s and into the early 90s.
And then,
like I said, Vita Guerra kind of started to...
No, whoop, there it is. Changed.
Yeah, that started to change.
Baby got back.
But it really changed. Like, I was having this conversation. The conversations between black men and white men have changed. If you've got a friend and you've talked about the booty conversation before... A lot of that really swung the other, like, they want a lot of us over. The conversation has really, if you talk to high school junior Lance, and you talk to Lance right now, it's a different conversation.
Same deal. Same with me.
It's a different conversation.
Same with me. Exactly.
I don't know
I did a 180.
I can't explain it. You know, I also, like, if you had talked to junior high Lance, who thought blonde girls were it, and then you talk to Lance since, 10 years later, you said, what is it? Oh, it's different now. We've made some changes. We have made some changes to our menu.
Right. And it's just the opposite. I went the other way.
Yeah, you went the other way.
It's called growth and development, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is growth. It's maturity.
Well,
it's maturity.
You have, sometimes you have to rebrand to stay relevant.
That's right. Were you young?
And what
are
what you've done?
Well, no. No, but maybe some of those injections and some of that stuff. Right. Flat booty girls need love, too, and they need recognition. When is this going to turn? Everything's cyclical. Is it coming back in 2030?
Maybe. You don't know.
You think, can you see a time when it comes back and everyone says,
are coming back?
Are you talking about
that
me?
Could make it. Maybe you're going to change, Del. Maybe you're going to be like.
Nah, I'm an OG.
But maybe you're going to say, I've kind of changed.
No, in 20 years.
Avril changed me.
Oh, there it is. He's such a clown. In 20 years, I'm going to be like, hey, get your pancake ass off my lawn. I'm going to be that guy.
Pancake ass. Hey, pancakes need to eat.
That's pancake ass shaming. Okay.
I'm aware.
You ain't good with that.
That's
I have a preference. That's all I'm saying.
So 9:47.
Can't even go out and bikinis anymore. It's just gotten so rough on the streets.
Now with those flapjacks, you can't.
Look at Adele. She went from, okay, now she's pancake ass. Now what?
I don't know. Did we see it? All I saw was Adele flexing. Look, I want to thank all the first responders. Look at me in this black dress.
Oh, this black dress, it's cut up mid-thigh. This is nothing. This is what I wear around on Tuesdays.
Yeah, when I want to thank people for their service.
And everybody else is going,
thank you. Put it in portrait. Thank you.
I like your music better big.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Now we've already got Dr. Dre is already, his new Twitter handle is Act Your Ass, Mrs. Thomas. And he says, Earl pulled a rookie move. Don't they teach these guys at the rookie symposium not to do certain things, like Ricky Williams getting swindled out of his money by his financial advisor? I'm pretty sure at the rookie symposium that they didn't think of, hey, should we tell the players not to have a same bed orgy with your brother?
Well, maybe they should. Be prepared for all outcomes.
I mean, no. You can't. No, wait a minute. Honestly, of all the stories, was that not like the one that you went, I never even thought of that.
You got to have a fall guy.
Well, your brother's your fall. But honestly, what was the most surprising thing? That Earl had his wife had a gun to his head? That he was dumb enough to have his Snapchat location on? Or that he was in bed with his brother and like three or four other girls?
Yeah, the brother thing is the most
one,
out of place.
Snapchat's two. Right. The location services.
Right.
That's how I see it, at least.
I mean, that's something that I've never, ever, ever even thought of. Which is,
you know, Greg?
In 2020, to never have thought of something ever.
You're not close, apparently, with your brother.
Mm-hmm.
No, I never, that never, ever crossed my mind. You know what I'd like to do today?
Yeah, but some brothers are closer than other brothers. Like, I will admit, me and my brother have a good relationship, but we're not like that. Like, we don't go do stuff, all the stuff together and everything like that. We just, that's never who we've been. And I do know some other brothers who are really, like, very close. Although it's funny, Mark has an older brother, but I'm trying to think of all my different friends, and Chris has a younger brother, but I know I've run into other people who have brothers they're really, really tight with, but I bet you they haven't even done this.
I don't care how tight. This is something they've gone
I don't know
above
this.
And beyond close brothers.
Oh, I'm sorry. You haven't ever heard of the twins? The whole, you've heard it the other way. I don't think that really ever hardly ever happens, but no. I know you've searched somewhere before and you said mother sister. What?
Look, the Morris brothers and the Sadiq,
twin sisters, you've heard that.
The Morris brothers, who at one point really wanted to play with each other and got the opportunity in the NBA too, and the Sedin brothers, like in hockey.
But don't count twins. Twins are different.
I know, but even those guys, like, look, you guys thought it was weird when we don't want to be separated from the teams we played on, but the Thomas brothers are out here doing some flagrant stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if this was the Collins brothers, I could see it.
What?
Why?
Don't.
Actually, why did we say why? We should just let it hang. We should just ignore it.
Oh, John just said something. I'm sure there's no ulterior meaning here.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's not setting us up.
Why don't you explain yourself, John?
What do you mean by that, John?
Hey, I don't get it.
See, John, could you go a little further into detail on the Collins brothers?
Yeah, we're making comparisons about brothers having sex with...
Which one, Jason or Jaren?
Tell us, John.
Well, they're brothers. They'd both be there, apparently. I just don't think that... I never even thought of this at all, okay? I never even thought of this at all. That's all. So, I learned something new yesterday when I heard this story. I learned something new.
I don't get it, man. Because even the thought of a dude being in my house when I'm having sex with a woman is awful to me. And now, but you bring your brother along?
No, not bring him along.
And he's a part of it. I understand. But all of it. I can't even imagine.
Oh, Chiefs are 11 and a half, dude. Chiefs are 11 and a half.
It says, wow. I'm guessing if you are willing
to. No. Chiefs regular that. Season wins are right.
No, they're 11 and a half against the Texans, too.
Holy crap. That is.
I told you. 11 and a half and 9.5 are the two numbers I've seen. So I made it. I said, I'm not giving it. I made it 11 and a half, and you took the Texans.
I took the Texans.
Yeah.
That's a little disrespectful.
Okay.
Especially, who jumped out to a 24-0 lead on the Chiefs this year? The Texans.
And they also won a game in the regular season.
Yeah, so, beat them in the regular season.
Oh, I forgot about
so
that.
So they were, yeah. The Texans are one.
That was a hobbled. And oh, by the way,
in Kansas City,
too.
And Mahomes played. You're right. Texans should be a small favorite.
No, but here's the deal. It took the Chiefs a little while to get going. Well, Mahomes' ankle certainly hurt. But listen, if that's the case, and it took the Saints too. I mean, I'm telling you.
Sorry,
Texans.
I'm not laughing at
I
you.
I just caught a whiff of the microphone. This microphone stank.
Well, you've been talking in it for almost 3 hours. So is that you or the microphone?
I don't think it's me.
You weren't here, but Lance took a sniff and was like, "Oh,
I can't."
Did you get disgusted by your own breath? Is that what happened?
He gagged.
No, it's not mine. This is something in here that's something it's booty.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Sorry, Patrick Creighton.
There's no telling who it could
be. I don't
know
who it is.
I had a friend say this. This doesn't seem real, does it? No, I'm not going to read this out loud. I'll tell you guys during a break. That sometimes that some horrific people and men who have no couth and no and who are bad people will define women by their categories, petite, Asian, blonde, ass, etc. That can't be true, right?
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. I'm sure that's not happening.
No, not at all.
John, you wouldn't do that, right?
What? No, I would never classify someone
based on their search,
by their appearance, by their nationality.
No, you would never.
No,
yeah,
no,
right.
Never. No.
That's good.
By their nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. None of that. Holly says, stop getting distracted. The girls in the office want to hear your guys' thoughts on brother orgies. Brother orgies.
No, terrible. They're not good. There's no reason. We've already gone through that.
For the record, we are opposed to brothers in the same bed.
I'd like to say that in this particular, you know how there's always, like Fred and AJ show, they have I don't know why we don't have this, because I can't believe Mr. Gal hasn't asked us to do this. But Fred and AJ have that disclaimer that says the views on the Blitz do not necessarily reflect those of, or it doesn't say do not necessarily, does not reflect those of Gal Media. I would like to say our views do reflect those of everyone at Gal Media.
Have you polled everyone?
Brother Orgy out.
I don't know that to be the case. You are making an assumption.
Executive order. I just made an executive order.
Bad. I'm not sure. Bad. I don't know what Jose. I'm not sure what Jose thinks of his brother and what they do.
What
together.
He might know. Or might not do if the opportunity arose. I don't know.
Right.
Out.
Right.
I don't know how close they are. So I'm not going to make that thing. I will
assume,
say
I'll make it.
I will
don't
say
assume,
for myself. I am. A,
don't assume.
I'm
how
out
close
on it.
Joel is to his brother. You don't know.
Nah. If he does have a brother, the blanks are anti.
You don't know that.
Brother orgies. I'm making a strong case for
it. You don't know how they used to stay warm in Wisconsin. You don't know.
Fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, is this cold weather thing, John?
No, but I'm just saying.
Because this happened in Austin.
I'm just pointing out, you don't know how people cope with the cold. You don't know.
That ain't a cold weather thing. That's a warm weather. They're from Orange, and they live in Austin. That's a warm weather
thing. I'm talking about Joel, how Joel and his brother might have chosen to stay warm. We don't know what they chose to do,
you
so I can't
Sunday,
make the judgment.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. John and Greg are in the bed. Please don't go in the other room, Carol.
Who's Carol?
One of the girls you are
the
with.
Girls, Carol and Karen. I don't know. Who
yeah, that's right.
Carol? No.
What, you're against Carol as a girl who could be in the bed with
yeah,
your brother?
Yeah,
and you?
I didn't know a Carol, and I did not know one Carol in Chicago. None.
Fine, a Tina. Whatever.
I know Carol here. Carol from China Garden.
Oh, see, now
you. Best egg rolls in the city.
Now you're throwing thoughts in my head that I don't need. Appreciate it.
You
thank
call
you.
Carol a thought?
Thoughts.
Oh.
You got a thought?
Thoughts. Thoughts.
I thought you called thought. Her a thought.
No, I would not call Carol a thought. The egg rolls are too good to call her that.
That's right. Hey, I need those egg rolls in my life.
Holly says, the girls here says you guys are lying. Men will do anyone with anyone around.
That's a
Hold
lie.
Hold on a second.
No.
That's not true.
That's not true.
I'm not. I wouldn't do. I'm telling you, if there's another guy in my house, I'm not doing it. Get out of my house.
Tell you girls to call in right now. 713-780-3776. Well, I got to go, but I'd stick around for this. 713-780-3776. Because I'm just telling you right now, I just don't think men, but I don't, but they deal with it, John. Maybe they're right. Maybe some men are undercover nasty. Maybe they're right. Maybe men are undercover nasty, and we just don't know.
No,
just,
men are definitely undercover nasty.
Oh,
but
we're
this
nasty.
But this particular man ain't having sex with his brother in the same bed.
His only child.
But you,
you don't know what would happen.
Oh, you would you then?
Listen.
No, I'm out. I can't speak for you. You might. I wouldn't.
Listen, I thoroughly support the Jim Edmonds method. As
two
opposed
girls.
To the Earl Thomas method.
Well, Earl Thomas had multiple girls in the bed, too.
Yeah, but he had his brother there. Jim Edmonds? Ah. No. We're just, hey, this is going. This is a one-way deal.
And, all, but, and by the way, for all the jokes, Earl Thomas did this with his brother and multiple women while his wife was on the way.
And showed up. That must have been, what's the initial shock when your wife walks in with a gun? What's that initial shock like?
It's got to be that when you get pulled over times 40,000 million. It's got to be that.
It's got to be you've got a kilo of heroin in the trunk and you're being pulled over by the cops.
Because you know you're
going
down.
That's the feeling.
Yeah.
Right? All right. Taking a break. Top of the hour.
ESPN 97.5.